Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I guess it's not going to start automatically this week. That was fun last week, though, when it did, and I wasn't expecting it either. So I had it on my, I was on my telephone and ready to take my first breath in to start the show, and then the intro just started playing all of a sudden. It had never worked before. We tried to set it up. Chief Iggy had always tried to set it up for me so that the little intro would play automatically and I wouldn't have to worry about pushing the button. You know, that's what we always try to do, is save ourselves the trouble of pushing the button. I couldn't push the button tonight anyway because I couldn't log on to Blog Talk tonight for some reason. I don't know whether it's this new machine I have here, which I need to tell you about, or whether there's just too many people trying to get on to Blog Talk today, or what the deal is. So I couldn't have started the introduction manually anyway. So I guess the sum total of all of this is you didn't get to hear the introduction this week. I'm sorry. But those of you who listen a lot already know what it sounds like and are aware that it's horribly out of date anyway. And maybe, I don't think actually, I don't have, think it's on this new machine, but I haven't been able to update it because I don't have the software I need to create a new one. Perhaps I could have Chief Iggy create one for me. Chief Iggy and Susie, his wife Susie, created the sounds for our new program, which is on Friday mornings, Mark the Rabbit Hole, which I hope you have had a chance to take a listen to. Well, first of all, I got kind of sideways because I was expecting that intro to play and it didn't. Let me first tell you that this is Mudtoe at Midnight, and my name is Mudtoe Sasquatch, and this is my program, my little corner of the With Insights radio channel of blogtalk.com. And I share the With Insights channel with a number of other programs. I'll just pull out two of them. First of them, the Lunchtime Wisdom, which begins at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesdays. I was on that show earlier this week and had some fun. We talked about green energy because we had a guest who told us all about green energy, and then we talked about it. And one mean little thing that Iggy does sometimes is he doesn't tell you that he's extending the show. You know, the show is supposed to be over after an hour, and you know, an hour is about what I can do. Sometimes it's a struggle for me to do this half-hour show of mine. And anyway, he didn't. He let the show go past the hour. Actually, we went almost 2 hours. And I don't like, as I observed at the time, I don't like doing something that feels good for 2 hours, let alone sit in a folding chair and with this headset on and try and think of something to say. So anyway, I guess I got to be the Debbie Downer of the show that week. But anyway, it's a fun show. I encourage you to take a listen to that one. Also, the aforementioned Mark the Rabbit Hole, which occurs at 11 o'clock a.m. on Fridays. So I sort of share a day with him, sort of, but not really, because this being Friday at midnight is actually Saturday, which is, I don't know whether this is a limitation of Blog Talk or just something that Iggy likes to do, but he doesn't like to have two shows on the same day. Again, I don't know whether that's the computer won't let us do it, or Iggy just doesn't want to do it. But in any case, it was possible because I'm actually on at midnight, so it's really Saturday now. Don't tell anybody, but it is actually a Saturday. You may notice, if you've listened in the past, that my voice quality is probably a little better than it was last week, the overall sound quality of the show. At least I hope it is, because there's a little bit of an investment has happened. I have a new computer, which I am now able to use Skype to do the show, and I don't have to do it with my cell phone. So I'm hoping that you're hearing me, and I'm hoping you're hearing me. I also hope that you're hearing me more clearly than you have in the past. I haven't been able to do the show with Skype since I moved out of my apartment in the big city back in July. So it's been a long time on the cell phone. Hopefully we'll begin a long run of shows done with the higher technology here. just got the machine this afternoon. It is a Christmas / birthday present. So I've used up all of my gift, that's from my mother. So I've used up all of my gift vouchers from my mother until the middle of next year. But, you know, I needed the machine. My laptop died back in May, and I've been using one that my brother was kind enough to lend me. It's his old one, one he didn't use anymore. It's an old, it's an ancient MacBook. It just barely functions. And one of the things I wasn't able to do with it was Skype. So that's why I was sort of off of Skype for a while. So we'll see how it works out. This is a very nice new machine. So I was saying, I don't think it has any of that fancy audio editing software that I would need to create a new intro for the show, which my intro seriously needs to be updated. On the other hand, I had a point I was going to make, and it's just gone. It just flew right out of my head. So I think, how am I looking at this? Oh, I was going to go on to say, I guess there's a lot of audio editing or some audio editing tools on Blog Talk now. So I went to look to that, and I've not been able to log on to Blog Talk tonight. It's just so frustrating because I spent, you know, the whole day trying to make the computer work. Not that anything was wrong with it. It's just on Windows 8, which I don't know anything about. I'm trying to sort of feel my way on that. And I have got it to where I can see my Facebook and see my Gmail and all that. And I got Skype working, which is, you know, the main thing that was worrying me. Was little laptops. I didn't know if it was going to have enough memory or enough speed to keep the Skype working. That's always a big concern on my old laptop, was it would that Skype would occasionally crap out on me just because I didn't have enough memory. This I've been assured by the friendly gentleman at Office Max that welcome once again to the most boring episode of Mud to a Sasquatch, of Mud to a Midnight there has ever been, as I talk about all these technical details. But the fact is, that I talk about what's on my mind. I speak about as I move to speak, and that's what's been on my mind. I've been consumed all day about wanting to get this. I really didn't want to do another cell phone show. I wanted to get this working to the point where and the only thing about not being able to log on to Blog Talk is I couldn't play that dopey little introduction. So take another step next week, and maybe we can. I'm hoping it's not something about my computer that's making it so I can't log on to Blog Talk. I can't imagine what that would be. I'm thinking it's just probably something. Maybe this is a busy time. Maybe Friday night is a busy time. I'm just having trouble getting past the traffic. I don't know. But one way or another, we'll get this doggone thing figured out. And if not, then we just won't have an intro. I mean, don't need to have an intro. It just means that I have to think of something else to talk about for another minute or so. Fill in the time. But anyway, actually, here, let me do this. I had wanted to do this at the top of the show, and then I got all turned around again by the, as I've said, the, okay, what are we doing here? Getting the Windows 8. Okay, see, I want to open that up so I can see it. There we go. Except it's still not what I wanted. All right, now, there we go. This is an announcement I just received. A friend of mine, my friend Kathy, had a baby today. So, good for Kathy. The baby wasn't expected, at least unless I've had, you know, dated information. I hadn't thought the baby was expected for another several weeks. But and I realize when babies come early, sometimes there is a concern. But from what I can see here, Everybody's fine. Mother and baby both doing fine. So, terrific. It's good stuff. It does kind of tweak something in me when my friends have babies. Because, you know, I have my one baby. My daughter is, my daughter's 28 years old and has a baby of her own. So this kind of was, and look at this, she's on, not my daughter, but Kathy, she's on Facebook. She had a baby 6 hours ago, and she's on Facebook liking my posts. Good for you, Kathy. I don't think she listens to the show, but no shout out anyway. Good for you, Kathy. Maybe she just can't sleep. I don't know. But anyway, okay, now I've lost it. Meaning the post, of course, although maybe I have lost otherwise. What was I talking about? I was talking about babies. When someone I know has a baby, it kind of tweaks that in me because I only had that idea of babies and the having of babies because, you know, I only ever had the one. And I didn't have, okay, we'll go through all that. So I didn't have the baby. The woman I was married to at the time had the baby. I was watching MASH while she had the baby. And, but I was 21 years old when my only child was born. I think, and I realized that was going to be the only one, I probably would have paid closer attention. Maybe not, because I was only 21 years old. But I remember thinking at the time, surely there will be more of this. We had plans to have multiple children, multiple units of children. But our marriage came to a crashing end about a year after that. Just talking about my first wife now. And still, I thought, well, you know, I'll get married again, and we'll have more kids. I did get married again. I was married for 6 years. We never had kids. We weren't really trying, but we weren't not trying. You know what I mean? We were not taking precautions. We were waiting for the child to come along naturally. And when it didn't happen, actually, we did. As I'd said that we weren't trying, but there was a period of time where we were sort of trying. We went to a fertility doctor, and she had a bunch of tests, and I had a bunch of tests, many of which, had to do with me producing a sample. Now, have you ever, I don't know if you've ever seen, what's the movie with the astronauts, The Right Stuff, and John Glenn, who is a hero in my area of the country here, played by Ed Harris, I believe, in that movie, is having a physical, and he has to produce a sample and is advised on how to do so by, as I recall, a rather crotchety nurse. I think my nurse was a bit prettier, but it's still kind of an awkward process, I guess. But they had, they sent poor John Glenn in to just send him into a toilet stall to make it certainly a rather unromantic setting for such activities. But they sent me to this nice little room, you know, decorated in earth tones, lit very sort of, I won't say romantically, but, oh gosh, I had the word for a minute and it went away. Dimly lit, sort of mood lighting almost. And they had videos you could watch, magazines, and you have this little, excuse me, I just tweaked my back. Then you had this little sample container that you had to not fill up, thank God. But the very specific instructions on how you were to deposit your specimen. So I did this like twice. I had to do this on two different occasions. And so I did it, and I was told I was okay. So it was all her fault. I don't know that we ever actually established whose fault, quote unquote, it was. But all sorts of heroic measures were suggested, none of which we ever chose to avail ourselves of. We had to make an investigation of my insurance from work to see if it would actually pay for any of that. And then I guess the thing was there had to be a diagnosis. Somebody had to be, one of us had to have something wrong with us. We could show, the doctor says, okay, one of us has something wrong with us, and this fertility treatment is to treat that thing that's wrong with us, then the insurance would have paid for it. But if it was just trying to increase our odds, they wouldn't go for that. But for whatever reason, and I don't remember precisely other than I think because of that marriage had also started to fall apart by that point, I think we just pulled back, so to speak. So maybe it isn't such a great idea to make a baby at this point anyway. So we never got to make one. What was kind of fun about that is that whole relationship with my second wife began with a pregnancy scare. We thought that she was pregnant. This is before we were married. It turned out she wasn't. But that was the whole, one of the things that kind of drew us together. Well, obviously we had been drawn together before that, but it was a decision we had to make as two mature adults. And what we were going to do, were we going to get married, were we not going to get married, was she going to have the baby, was she not going to have the baby? And up to that point, I would never have believed that I would consider being party to a decision of not having the baby. In other words, consenting is the wrong word because I don't have, it's the woman's decision. Any input she lets me have on it is purely up to her. I don't have a veto of any kind. But to be a part of that decision and saying that in some way that on some level I might be okay with it if she had said, I don't want to have the baby, I would not have believed that would be the fact before I actually sat there and faced the possibility of a pregnancy, because we weren't married. Nothing would have been covered under my insurance. We didn't know if we wanted to be married. We didn't know if we wanted to be together at that point. So as it turned out, she wasn't pregnant, and no such decision had to be made. But again, it surprised me and surprises me today that that was an idea I would have given some consideration to. And that was really, that would have been, we divorced in 1997. So let's do the math, 17 years ago. So the last time there's any sort of serious consideration of mud toe making any little mud toes. Until about this time last year, when I got involved with a young lady, and I've talked about that. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show before. I've talked about it on my blog, which I need to get cranked up more often now. I've kind of slipped back to doing it more like once a month than once a week. I really want it to be at least once a week. But I know I've written on the blog several times about this young woman, very young woman I got involved with. And I wasn't sure that we weren't using any, let's put it this way, we weren't using any obvious form of protection. And now she may have been on birth control, and I wouldn't have, I never would have seen it. I wouldn't necessarily have seen her taking her birth control pills because I wasn't with her all that often. So she may have been taking birth control, and I just didn't know it. But we weren't, within that, this very limited time frame when I would see her and we would be together. There was no use of protection, and I found that the idea is that she might get pregnant was at first very exciting to me. And I found myself constructing scenarios of how this pregnancy would happen and it would bring us together somehow, that she would stay with, and I have no idea because I'm not working. I work part-time sometimes. Again, people out there may be thinking, you keep coming back to that. Well, I think it's important to be able to provide for, at least provide something of it. Again, come in at zero or just depend on the woman's income to pay for everything. I don't think that's fair. So yes, it is a concern. It's probably the biggest minus that comes into my mind. Now, maybe the biggest minus that should come into my mind would be STDs. And that was something I thought of, and I did get tested, and tested negative. I don't know if she ever got tested. And I also have no way of knowing if she was seeing other people, because, again, we weren't together all the time, and I wasn't watching her all the time. So that was a little bit of excitement that was injected into my life for a short time, to go and speak to my doctor about getting tested for STDs. That all worked out okay. But as far as I know, there was no child. And I found I was, when she left me in back in June. I say left me. She went, she said she was going back to live with her mother and get her life back together, she said. And, I have no problem with that. The getting back together of one's life, always a positive goal. And I wasn't, she didn't need me hanging around her to do that. I'm twice her age. Does that really have anything to do with it? I was heartbroken when it ended. And part of me wonders if she took something away of me, if she was, if the deciding point of her, wanting to leave the city and go back and live with her parents was that she was pregnant. And, why she wouldn't share that. I don't know. This is all speculation on my part. Why I would, the likelihood is that she was on the pill the whole time and nothing like that was ever going to happen ever. So the possibility is tantalizing, and I find that I miss it. I think maybe I miss that more than I miss her. I think about it a lot. I do think about it a lot. I put myself in an odd position because the other thing I wanted to talk about today does not dovetail well into this at all. But I've left myself about 8 more minutes to talk. So now my dilemma is, do I try and think of something else on this same topic to talk about for the next 8 minutes? Or do I just make this gear grinding transition into something completely different? I don't know. I could talk about, I had a girlfriend the first, between my, I was married, when was I married? The first time I was married was 1985 to 1987. And then I remarried in 91. So I was single in between the two marriages for 4 years. And I did some heavy dating during that period. It was the heaviest dating period of my life. I went out with all kinds of different women at the time. Most of them just once because, they didn't have anything to do with me. I was even kind of more rough around the edges back then than I am now. But actually, I went through this period of time. Actually, I think this may have been after my second marriage, but I went through this period of time where I was, I came in second place. the person had, you know, was dating a number of people and had was dating one person they decided they liked just a little bit better than me. And this happened to me 3 or 4 times in a row. Irritating. But there was a woman I was dating in between my two marriages. And I know it was 1989 because that was the year Batman came out. And I was supposed to go see Batman with her, and we never got there because there's these circumstances. But she's the other person that I thought, the reason I bring it up, she was the other person that I thought pregnancy might have, because we didn't take any precautions. This is everybody else I was ever with took the mature precautions, and the other person, the lady, always took the initiative on that. I found that something that's been true about myself since I was very young. If you let me get away without using the projection, I will do it. And I know it's not a rational process. So the lady has to insist that I wear the contrivance. And I think once I get it on and we get going, it's not that big a deal. You know, I can function. It's not a matter of, well, I can't get anywhere with this condom. I can, once we get going, I'm fine. But if you'll let me get away with not wearing it, it makes me a target in some ways. I mean, if someone who was looking to get pregnant, now I don't know why someone would be looking to get pregnant by me, but if it ever happened, I would be basically a helpless target, because there's no way. There's no way I'm saying no to that. It's just not going to happen. But anyway, this woman I was dating back in the 80s, she was... It's like the second woman I ever dated the third woman I ever dated, because I married the second woman I ever dated. In high school, I dated one person I dated, took my very first date, and so I took her to the pizza place, and I couldn't even drive yet. And I had my mother drive us. Anyway, but that didn't go anywhere. And then the second woman I dated was someone who had just broken up with one of my best friends. And we ended up together, and I dated all through high school, and I ended up marrying her, mainly because I thought, well, I fooled this person into loving me, and I'm not going to let her get away. So we divorced, and I just started looking for someone with no idea how to do it. Started dating this lady who was a nurse at the local hospital. And I met her. Now, how can I only have 90 seconds left? I just got into this story. There's just two. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, anyway, I think I'm going to drop it off, except to say that she... I'm going to have to leave the story for next week, I think. Or maybe I'll write a blog about it. I don't know. There's just too much material here for me to try and wrap it up in 90 seconds. But she was the only other person who I had this sort of thing with, about my wondering about whether she might be pregnant or might be trying to get pregnant. And then, you know, that turned around, and I had that same thing happen, you know, 25 years later with this other woman. And I'm wondering what the possible connections might be. And you got to throw in the whole midlife crisis thing too. So let's return to this next week, you know, unless I think of something better to talk about. Once again, thank you for joining me this evening. It's always good to have you along for these little meditations. Let's do it again next week. As I'm scrambling to see how I turn. There it is. Okay, now I got it. All right. Thank you much, and I will see you next time. Or maybe not. 10 seconds. As I try and figure out how to turn off Skype from here. Here we go. Good night.